The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and here's what's happening in entertainment. Dignitaries from Hollywood and politics gathered recently to mark the American Film Institute and the Library of Congress's 50-year partnership in film preservation. VOA's Penelope Pulu tells us their work helped save some of Hollywood's priceless treasures.
He's looking at you, kid.
When the AFI began its preservation process in 1967, less than one-tenth of the American films made in the early 20th century had survived, says George Stevens.
And we, working with the Library of Congress, did a great search and rescue operation and recovered films, and the library has reproduced them on safety film stock. So now there are 37,000 motion pictures in the AFI collection here at the Library of Congress.
This is an ongoing process, says the Librarian of Congress, Carla Hayden.
Early films, and some that are rare and really are in terrible physical shape, are preserved for posterity. And so our Packard campus in Culpeper, Virginia, has special vaults to preserve films that are in danger of nitrate and exploding.
2 hours away from Washington, D.C., at the library's large film preservation facility, nitrate film vault manager George Willeman explains the challenges involved in saving older nitrate films from destruction.
The nitric acid that makes up the film begins to break down the film after so many years, and the film will begin to liquefy.
Technicians transfer damaged nitrate film onto a sturdier polyester-type film material, which, if stored properly, can last for hundreds of years. And then there's the digital conversion, which, as Morgan Freeman says, reaches wider audiences.
The movies are movies. The only big difference between when you were growing up and I was growing up and now is that you don't have to go into the movie theater to see it.
But George Willeman says preserving film in digital form may not be effective.
How do you save digital material? You can store it magnetically or optically or on a card or something like that, but none of those are permanent. Something can disrupt them and your stuff's gone.
Where's Kansas?
Whether stored in their original form or restored, the power of film is timeless. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
To see video of this story, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from The Voice of America.